what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk high school basketball here on the Coach's Corner. Yet it was a very busy weekend. We had both Carbon and Emory tipping off the seasons last week. The Carbon Lady Dinos played 3 games in 3 days, and they picked up victories in all 3 of those games as they traveled to the Shannon Johnson Tournament in Uinta. It's a competitive tournament. Coach Bianco got to see his new team up against other competition, and it is a new team. I mean, this squad lost a lot of seniors last year, only 2 seniors returning to this year's team. We're going to talk about that and more right now with Coach Ted Bianco, who is joining us over the phone. And Coach, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Definitely, Coach. I know we have a lot to talk about. The season is finally here. It's underway, and the Lady Dinos got off to a great start this past weekend, traveling to the Shannon Johnson Tournament. You guys come back with a perfect 3-0 record, and as you and I were talking off of the cuff, you were happy with the way the girls performed and maybe even a little bit surprised.
Well, we only had basically 4 practices coming into that tournament, so I was a little bit nervous about how we were going to play because of the fact that, you know, we haven't really had a lot of practice time together, but I was really, really pleased with how they came out, and the effort they gave on the defensive end of the floor really helped them have the success they had. So they, at all 3 levels, they all did a fantastic job. We got a lot of new girls in the program, and it went really well. So hopefully the rest of the season continues to go that way.
You mentioned so many new girls in the program. I mean, you only returned 2 seniors. And Coach, that senior group last year, they had played together for so long. And, boy, they just really meshed, specifically on the defensive end of the floor. Was that the biggest worry for you, being a cohesive unit defensively, knowing that that's kind of the identity that you guys have built?
I think for me as a coach, probably the hardest thing that you deal with on a yearly basis is when you have a new point guard running your team. And, you know, for the last 3 years, we've had the same point guard that's been running the show with, you know, except for when she's on the bench, of course. But it just, makes a big difference when you start all over, because you have to make that adjustment as a coach. I don't know if other coaches feel that same way. It's just, it's different. The feel is different. And it's been that way with every team that I've coached. And I felt like our girls that stepped into that role of being the point guard really handled that leadership responsibility extremely well. I thought Janzi did a fantastic job, and all the girls that came in for her did an excellent job also. So that was my biggest worry, is that person that's going to be running the show on the floor going to be able to deal with, you know, communicating with the rest of the team on what we're doing, and are they going to be able to get the ball in the right place? Are they going to read what the defense is doing? Are they going to be able to see those keys to attack differently on both ends of the floor? And like I said, that to me was the thing that I was probably most pleased with, is how our young ladies came out, and they accepted their role, and they played awesome in all 3 games. So I don't have any complaints. I mean, there's obviously some things we've got to work on. We made our share of mistakes, but for the most part, I was very pleased.
Well, let's talk about some of these games, Coach. 64-35 win over South Summit, going over the box score in this game. You guys were lights out offensively in the first half. I mean, if you score 64, 65 points in a contest, you're obviously doing something right on that end of the court. But defensively, you guys had one particular quarter where you really shined in this contest, and that kind of allowed this game to become one-sided.
Well, they have 2 girls on their team that can shoot the ball quite well, and so we started putting some focus on that, and they really didn't get any shots off against us, and I thought we rebounded the ball extremely well in that game and pushed the floor. That game was obviously our best shooting game, and it was also the game that we got out and ran the floor well, and that's a goal. If we get a rebound or steal, we want to run the floor and finish at the other end, and I thought that we did the best job of that in our first game of the season, and that for me was a great way to start the year off. And our shooting percentage at halftime, I think we were 50% from the field and 55% from the 3-point line. And if you would have told me that, I probably would have said there's no way. But they come out and they were, like you said, they were on fire, and they did exactly what they needed to do. And in that second quarter in particular, we really shot the ball well in that second quarter and didn't give them a chance to really get good looks at the basket, and that helped us a ton.
Once you defeat a team by 30 points, coach, and obviously you're on the road and there's no distractions, right? Because these girls should be focused on everything that's in front of them. You come back against Uinta, and this was a competitive game. And I'm sure from a coach's standpoint, to see two separate ends of the spectrum, how the girls can perform and put a team away early, and how the girls can perform in a game that's tight throughout and still come out on top. I'm sure you probably learned just as much in this game as you did that first game.
I liked the second game a little bit better because it showed some character that we had. I mean, it's hard to show a lot of what the character of your team's going to be like in a blowout win. In that first game, we were getting steals and different things like that. Well, in the second game, the competition was a little bit better. They were a little more physical. They were a little bit bigger, and they were on their home court. And I really, really thought that our kids stepped up to every challenge that was given to them. It was a back and forth game in the first quarter. I think we were up at one point by 4 points at the most. And they come and they took a 4-point lead against us. We went through a stretch where we did not score, and we really buckled down on the defensive end of the floor. We got in passing lanes. We were boxing out well, getting rebounds, and we didn't lose our composure. And it was totally different than what I saw this summer when we get down. We kind of lost our composure. We didn't rebound well. We didn't rebound from being down very well, and we didn't have that killer attitude like we normally do. And in that particular game, I thought we showed a lot of what our character needs to be the entire season.
And then after this game against Uinta, coach, you guys close it out with a victory over Wasatch Academy. And regardless of the competition that Wasatch Academy possessed in this game, you guys took care of business and you won 3 games in 3 days, which is never easy to do.
Absolutely. And that last game was probably the hardest game because our legs weren't as fresh and we were a little bit tired and we sat around all day. And that's tough to get motivated to play and you're in an empty gym. And we came out a little bit sluggish in that game. We were struggling to score some points, and we kind of threw a little bit of a press on them and created some turnovers, got ourselves going. And once we got ourselves going, we really never looked back. So it's a totally different team this year. The kids are working hard. They're being coachable. They're doing what we're asking. And probably what I'm most impressed with is how well they're playing together. And that's something we need to do for the entire season if we want to have success.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ted Bianco with the Garvin Lady Dino basketball team. Coach, if we talk about some of the individuals over this past weekend that really shined, we can start with the two seniors, who, of course, will get a lot of playing time for you. But McKenna Blank rebounded the ball so well over the course of the weekend. And we know that she's an aggressive girl. I'm sure this is exactly what you expect from her, I would think.
Well, she was our leading rebounder last year as a junior also. And she just crashes the boards hard. She's physical. She's aggressive on both ends of the floor. She had her best offensive output Saturday against Wasatch Academy. But she's always a threat, and that's something that we need throughout the year. And then Alex Cartwright, she's kind of an undersized post for us, but she really did a good job of rebounding. I believe she scored the first bucket of each of our games. She just sneaks into an open area, catches it, and she has that little putback that's really, really quick. She took a couple charges for us in this tournament, which we need that out of her as much as possible. I was very pleased with Alex's performance, and if she'll keep up that aggressiveness and that hustle out there, that'll help us a ton.
With such a young team, coach, what have you asked of these two seniors, McKenna and Alex, moving forward?
The biggest thing with seniors is they got to be good role models and leaders on the team, and I feel like both of them have done an excellent job with that. And it's not just with what they say, it's how they play and their body language and different things like that. And they did an awesome job this weekend. They've been great in practices. But we've had a lot of young girls that have stepped into those roles too, which I don't look at a basketball team. You can't really look at a basketball team anymore as your juniors, your seniors, or sophomores, because the numbers fluctuate so much every year. So what I look for as a coach, I'm looking for kids that want to be leaders on the court with each other, that want to work together and talk to each other. And this group is doing a very good job with that, for sure.
Again, three games already under your belt. Great way to start off the season. And now, Coach, you guys can gear up for a game tomorrow. You'll take on North St. Pete. It's a home contest. It's the first opportunity for the community to get to see, well, I guess not even the community because of the restrictions, but it's the first opportunity for these girls to play on their home court in front of some hometown fans. It also begins a long stretch of home games for you guys.
Well, and it's kind of nice this year to have some home games. We have 10 home games this year. The unfortunate part is the community really can't come out and watch, but I know it will be live streamed, and I'm not sure which of those games are going to actually be broadcast on TV with announcers and such. But it is nice that we are at home where we don't have to get on the road and travel and learn how to play some home games for a change. Usually at this time of the year, we're on the road for like our first 2 or 3 weeks of the season. And this year just happened to turn out the way it did, namely because of the Fruita tournament being canceled. So that was a letdown, but it's turned into a positive for us.
And there's been so much talk, Coach, about playing in front of very little people or no people at all in empty gyms, as you just alluded to in the game against Wasatch Academy. How different is that for not only the girls, but for you as a coach as well? I mean, I would assume it's a big difference.
Well, they can hear me.
Yeah.
I have to try and yell over the fans so they can hear everything I say, which is a good thing most of the time. The bad thing about it is the officials can hear what you say most of the time too. But like I said, it was weird, but it's that way at summer camps too. So our kids are kind of used to that. It is a challenge. Kids want to play in front of their friends and their family. They're getting to play in front of part of their family if their family's available to come watch them. And we're living in crazy times right now, and hopefully that changes. But if it doesn't, at least the kids are getting a chance to play. And I think that's what this is all about right now, is we want to be able to take advantage of every game we can play, because we never know when it's going to get shut down again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Does it zap home court advantage, Coach? Do you think, I mean, I know that it was a tournament, it was a weekend tournament. You got a lot of teams playing on neutral sites, but do you believe that will zap home court moving forward?
I think it's going to hurt teams. It's going to hurt us, because we have a great student section that come and support the girls. It's obviously, I mean, I wish they could be there, but we will make do, and we will, continue to play. The other thing with that is the other team doesn't really have any fans there either. One thing that we will have is hopefully the drill team and the cheer squad will be out there supporting us, and that always makes a big difference. So those guys, those two groups do an awesome job of supporting all of our athletes, and we'll look forward to having them there also. So it's something that I think we'll make the best of it. And we will continue to work hard every game, regardless of who's there to watch us play.
Well, definitely a great way to start off the season. Coach Ted Bianco, a pleasure to get you back on. Best of luck tomorrow, and I know we'll catch up again real soon, Coach. I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate it too. Thanks, Jordan.
We're going to break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll move to the national side of things. Again, I want to talk college football. BYU, if they had a slither of a hope of getting into the postseason, that went out the window on Saturday night. We'll take a look at the new AP and coaches top 25 and the playoff picture as we're gearing up now for conference championship weekends. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.